good morning. It is May 7th, 2012. The time is 10:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York. I'm on Route 17 heading home after we took Max up to see the vet. It wasn't really a scheduled vet appointment. We just passed the New York State Troopers are out. Okay, that's always good. Keeps the traffic respectable here. The missus is driving. I'm in the back seat with Max. Max is on the cover art of this audio booth. But we decided to go ahead and take Max up to the vet there. They wanted to see what his weight was. We could have weighed him at home, which would have been really a pain. But we sort of killed two birds with one stone. We went up there to get some doggy treats and then weighed him in. And Max weighed in at 38 pounds. Now, originally, before all his leg problems and issues, he was up over about 50 pounds, which is a little bit too high for Max. He's a medium-sized dog, and he weighed in at 38, which means he's been maintaining his weight since his last leg operation that removed the wiring that was causing him some knee issues there that broke. It corrected it, but then the reverse was, but that's on previous audio booths. I've already audio booted about that. But we decided to go ahead and take him up and weigh him in on their scale, and he weighed in at 38. I think that scale might be off a pound. But the veterinarian's dietitian would like to see him get down another 10 pounds, which 28 pounds for this size dog, yeah, it's possible, but we're not really going on long walks, and we would practically have to take every doggy treat that we give him away, and he'd just be getting green beans, and that's not going to happen. It's almost like depriving a child of, being a child, I guess. So, but we're watching what we do give him, so it was very encouraging to note that he is maintaining his weight at 38. We'd like to see it get down maybe a few more pounds, but we're not spoiling him like we did before, because I think I was part of the problem, I guess, giving him a few extra doggy treats that boosted up his weight there. But he was all excited going up. He's laying down next to me right now in the back of the car here. And when we get home, we'll have a doggy treat for him. And it was a good trip going up there, I guess, because there's not really much going on for a Monday. I'm on a day off today. Today is actually my Saturday, because I have Mondays and Tuesdays off from my real job, my regular job. And so it was a good thing taking Max up here. It's a little bit surprise for him, a little bit of a treat, riding in the car, sticking his nose out the window at certain parts of the trip up. And it sort of broke up the morning here this morning. So, but I figured I'd get an audio boo in this morning. Haven't done one in a while. And I'm doing it on the road here. I'll go ahead and upload this when I get home, which will probably be in about 15 minutes. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice, what do they call those? Motor coach? Wow, that's about the size of a big bus. That's a real nice one right there. What the heck was the license plate?
It is a bus.
Oh, is it a bus? Okay, it is a bus. Just noticing all the traffic. And you can hear the traffic. We got the windows open. So Max travels a little bit better with the windows open. And the weather it's nice. It was gorgeous out yesterday. But it was, to this morning, cloud overcast. I started breaking out the solar panels. But I'm not sure that's going to happen unless the sun gets cracking down a little bit more for me to be able to collect any solar energy. But we'll see how the day goes. But that's how my day is starting here. It's starting out really good here on this return trip with the missus and Max. I hope you all have a good one. You be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.